Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely late. We'll see temperatures 84. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms likely early, then clearing skies low near 52. Saturday, mostly sunny, high is 76. And Saturday night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 68.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Police in Kansas City, Kansas have identified a woman found dead with her husband in their home and what investigators suspect was a murder-suicide. Police spokesman Tom Tomasik said this week that a 17-year-old girl returning home Tuesday afternoon found the bodies of her 45-year-old mother, Jennifer Combs, and her stepfather. The man's name wasn't released. Tomasik said both victims had been shot. And lawmakers are raising questions as Governor Sam Brownback's administration wants to overhaul the state's protocol for employee layoffs and rehiring. Topeka Capital Journal reports legislators on a regulatory advisory committee are studying the Kansas Department of Administration's plan for altering policy on employee layoffs and rehiring, annual performance ratings, and donation of unused sick leave. Some of the proposed alterations including capping the donation of unused sick leave at 80 hours. Mid-America Network News.
Napa Know-How.
Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil for just $4.99 a quart at Napa is filled with super smart oil technology your ride needs. You know, science stuff. But I'm not a scientist, so I can't explain all that. However, I am smart enough to know that grabbing Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic for only $4.99 a quart is a smart deal. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
The U.S. Department of Justice has found that federal agents lacked guidance and experience for running undercover sting operations in several cities. Justice Department's Inspector General's Office released a report Thursday that found agents lacked policies, experience, and supervision. Problems with the ATF's storefront operation surfaced in 2013 after the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel published an investigation detailing multiple problems with the operation in that city. And a federal judge says she'll appoint an expert to determine the scope of Sixth Amendment violations she says have been committed against inmates at a private federal prison in Kansas. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson on Wednesday questioned federal prosecutors about how much they knew about the Corrections Corporation of America prison in Leavenworth, taking silent recordings of inmate attorney meetings and phone calls. Defense attorneys say such recordings violate attorney-client privilege guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Hamilton County man accused of being hired to kill another man's wife has pled no contest to the possession of a deadly weapon during a felony. Derek Shirley of Bradshaw originally faced counts of conspiracy to commit murder after prosecutors say that Robert Honkin paid Shirley to kill Honkin's wife. Investigators say Shirley did around the house but never went through with the killing. His sentencing will be December 1st. A Hastings woman has died after being hit by a car on Wednesday. Police say 72-year-old Joyce Schiffler was walking while she was hit by a vehicle making a right turn onto Burlington Avenue. Schiffler was taken to Mary Lanning Healthcare and then transported to another hospital where she died. The driver was cited for failure to yield to a pedestrian. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a pod designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Bicyclists from several states will converge on Marysville this weekend as the Marysville Chamber of Commerce hosts the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash. The event Saturday begins at 7 a.m. as riders depart downtown Marysville on either a 66 or 120-mile route that will traverse mostly back roads in Marshall County. The public is encouraged at the start and finish lines to cheer on the over 100 riders. First returns are expected around 11 a.m. Saturday and continuing throughout the afternoon. Food and drinks, a beer garden outside the wagon wheel, and singer Brighton Stahl will entertain from 2 until 4 p.m. The public is also welcome to participate in a free family fun 19-mile round trip on the Blue River Rail Trail in conjunction with the event. Departure Saturday morning at 7:30 from the trailhead just north of Marysville. Okito Museums will be open with refreshments served at the turnaround point for riders. On Friday, Gravel Dash riders will be guests at a kickoff welcome at the Kester House Gardens in Marysville. The public can also take part in a spaghetti feed that evening. Joe's Bar will host a blues singer out front for a street dance, and Marysville Main Street is encouraging the public to bring out their classic cars for an old-fashioned Friday night Main Street cruise down Broadway. USD 380 Board of Education took a step toward an estimated $10 million improvement plan for upgrades at all three district sites to include safety and security, HVAC updates, and classroom expansions. A request seeking a construction manager to administer the project went out recently and will help to define a firm cost estimate and timeline. That information will be taken to the public for input and suggestions before proceeding, with the potential for adding a bond issue question for around $10 million to the April ballot for consideration by patrons of a district. The process remains in the works, with public meetings to be scheduled in the future. USD 380 Superintendent Michelle Miller will be a guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend to further discuss the project.
And we invited a group in called the P1 Group about a year ago now to go through all of our facilities inside and out, give us the down and dirty about our buildings, and they presented that information to us in April. And so we were able to look through that and kind of create some priorities for ourselves. But as I said, for my board, for myself, the most important piece is to get out into my public and to the patrons and talk to them about what they'll support, because I certainly don't want to put something out they're not interested in being supportive of for their schools.
USD 380 Superintendent Michelle Miller, who will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend to further discuss the project. Her interview airs Saturday in the 7 o'clock news block on KNDY. USD 364 Administration at Marysville reminds patrons effective immediately. Outside food and drinks will not be allowed to be brought into any school activity for USD 364. Marysville City Council will meet in special session Thursday evening, 5, at the Marysville City Building to discuss proposed changes in the Memorandum of Understanding with the Union Pacific Wind Distribution Services. Emmanuel State Line and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Wymore will host a First Responders Appreciation Ice Cream Social and Picnic Sunday evening, marking the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. First responders and their families from Northern Marshall and Southern Gage County are welcome as guests to this ice cream social and picnic, serving 5:30 until 8 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Public is also invited, asking a free will donation for the public toward disaster relief. Loretta D. Bargman, age 79, of Bremen, passed away August 30th. Funeral service Saturday, September 10, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Loretta D. Bargman. Constance Iris Connie Blazer, age 92, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Connie Blazer. Roy Eggers, age 89, of Canton, Kansas, passed away September 2nd. Funeral service Saturday, September 10th, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 6. Family will see friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Stockham Family Funeral Home in McPherson. Ward Funeral Home of Washington assisting with arrangements for Roy Eggers. William Bill A. Ohm, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery, Marysville. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bill Ohm. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, a roll, green beans, and grape salad. Monday's menu, Polish dogs, mashed potato, wheat bread, kraut, zucchini and tomato, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we have another low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to continue to bring us some more showers and thunderstorms as we head into the late afternoon, continuing into tonight. Once we get through this Friday, beautiful weekend will dry out. We're going to see sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday, as well as a little bit cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms late, temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely early, then clearing skies with a low near 52. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For Saturday, sunny skies, cooler, high near 76. Saturday night, mostly clear, low of 52. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 80. And Sunday night, mostly clear at 62 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early September 84, record high on this date 104 in 2013. The average low 60, the record low 41 in 1986. Sunset this evening at 7:40, sunrise in the morning 7 a.m. Cloudy, overcast, 69 degrees, winds are light, favoring the southeast. Barometer 29.86 inches. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of September. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The NFL season opened in Denver last night, and Serena bows out of the U.S. Open. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The NFL season began with the same two teams that ended last season in Super Bowl 50, and the same result. The Broncos took a 21-17 lead in the fourth on a short run.
They handed to C.J. Anderson. Anderson to the goal line, and Anderson has a Denver touchdown.
The Panthers cut it to one on a Graham Gano field goal, and Gano had one more shot from 50 yards out with 4 seconds left.
Kick on the way, and it is wide left.
The call's on KOA, and the Broncos win 21-20. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton took some shots to the head.
I think it was a very physical game. We have to do our job better and find ways to win a football game.
Serena Williams was knocked out of the U.S. Open semifinals for the second straight year, this time by Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic.
I don't blame anything. I think Karolina, she played great. I wasn't at 100%, but also think she played well and she deserved to win today.
And after 3.5 years, Serena will lose her number one ranking to Germany's Angelique Kerber. To Diamond Nation in Cleveland, strange play on a controversial bases loaded wild pitch by Astros pitcher David Paulino in the third inning.
Czech swing, the ball went to the backstop. Did he foul it off or was it just a wild pitch? One run scores, here's the second run scoring, and now the umpires have to converse on whether it was a foul ball or a wild pitch.
On WTAM, wild pitch, two runs scored. Indians beat the Astros 10-7, and Astros shortstop Carlos Correa back in Houston for test on his sore left shoulder. In New York, a baby bomber strikes again.
Swung on a high drive to right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Tyler Austin wins the game with a right center field walk-off home run.
On WFAN, Yankees win their fifth in a row, 5-4 over the Rays. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg diagnosed with a strained flexor mass in his right elbow. There's no timetable for his return. Landon Donovan is returning to the MLS and the LA Galaxy, ending a 21-month retirement. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
High school football Friday night. Marysville travels to Abilene. Live broadcast on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, kndyradio.com. Valley Heights will host Donovan West. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde. Axtell is at Valley Falls. Washington County will host Riley County. Lynn kicks off at Blue Valley. Centralia will host St. Mary's. Diller Odell is at Superior. And Southern at Freeman.
From AgView.net, I'm Ryan Martin with a market update.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Heritage Foundation already laying out its case for ending commodity program and crop insurance subsidies in the 2018 Farm Bill. The report says most farmers were able to manage risk without taxpayer help. They say the $15 billion annually spent on programs actually promotes riskier farming practices such as limited crop diversification and farmland prone to flooding and erosion. The report says some farmers would lose their land, but they feel the government should not be guaranteeing that all farming operations survive and even flourish. The foundation wants several programs enacted in the 2014 Farm Bill to be eliminated, including support programs like the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage. The group also wants to eliminate the dairy insurance program and current U.S. sugar policies to be discontinued as well. They want federal crop insurance to only cover deep yield losses and disasters and not revenue loss. Well, as you can imagine, early reaction that calls for this end to commodity support programs and crop insurance has been swift. Dale Moore with the American Farm Bureau says the Heritage Foundation hasn't considered the current farm economy in their report that would leave farmers without a viable safety net. He said the challenges to cotton and dairy producers have been particularly difficult. Congress and agriculture groups have been working towards a more market-oriented system in recent years, he said. Tom Sell of the lobbying firm of Combest Sell & Associates says Congress has rejected this line of thinking in the past, and they recognize that farmers take on extraordinary risk to produce food for a market that's been very distorted and volatile in recent years. He says they know the Heritage Foundation is trying to demean policies that total 0.25% of the overall federal budget. More on this story as it develops. Ag News, online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, Congress came back to work this week after its long summer break. Its biggest challenge, with just weeks to go before the end of the fiscal year, is to avoid another government shutdown with impacts for agriculture and other sectors like office closures, furloughs, slowed government payments, and more. Not what lawmakers want before an election. Just under 9 weeks before Election Day, Republicans and Democrats are now split over how long into the new fiscal year to extend current funding, either into a lame duck Congress or a newly elected one. American Farm Bureau's R.J. Carney says
there's no well-known answer yet on if it's going to go into a lame duck session or if they'll kick it back into March of next year. So that's sort of a wait-and-see game. Congress typically likes to respond as close to deadlines as possible.
And with crop and dairy prices so low and producers looking for near-term help, Carney said another kick the can down the road scenario is not good for agriculture.
Unfortunately, in some ways, it's going to be more of the same, meaning Congress is passing a continuing resolution, possibly an omnibus, which has become the new regular order in many regards for the past at least six or seven fiscal years.
Delaying decisions on EQIP and other conservation programs, ag research and rural development, biotech, outreach policies, dealing with Cuba, and reform of meat marketing rules.
As that continues, it causes a lot of uncertainty on what any new programs Congress might be able to allocate more money to, where some cuts might come in, and as farmers are trying to make decisions, these are going to have impacts not only on farmers and ranchers, but also rural communities throughout the United States.
Mandatory crop programs like crop insurance, crop payments, and nutrition programs would not be affected by continuing current spending. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
If your man cave has four tires and a steering wheel, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you turn your radio down so you can hear your engine hum, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest carries BWD engine parts. BWD, making parts that meet or exceed original equipment parts for over 90 years. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Well, the old saying, if you see something, say something, has really paid off for a Monsanto whistleblower. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Being a tattletale when I was a kid was a bad thing, something you didn't want to be accused of being. But being a whistleblower as an adult, well, that can really pay off. The Securities and Exchange Commission awarded more than $22 million to a whistleblower whose detailed tip and extensive assistance helped the agency stop what it calls a well-hidden fraud at Monsanto. The award was part of an $80 million penalty imposed on Monsanto for alleged accounting violations and improper financial reporting. That $22 million is the second largest total that the SEC has awarded a whistleblower. The largest was $30 million back in 2014, not involving Monsanto. Jane Norberg, acting chief of the SEC Office of the Whistleblower. Yeah, that is the name of her office, the SEC Office of the Whistleblower. Says company employees are in a unique position behind the scenes to unravel complex or deeply buried wrongdoing. Without this whistleblower's courage, information, and assistance, it would have been extremely difficult for law enforcement to discover this securities fraud on its own. At more than 28% of Monsanto's total $80 million penalty, the award was nearly the maximum 30% allowed under the bounty program for payments higher than $1 million. Monsanto, by the way, accepted the $80 million penalty in February to resolve charges that had violated generally accepted accounting practice rules and misstated corporate earnings relating to its flagship weed killer, Roundup. Meanwhile, that wasn't the only bad news for Monsanto. The U.S. Justice Department filed a lawsuit last week aimed at stopping Deere & Company from buying Monsanto's precision planting farm equipment business. The Justice Department saying the deal could make it more expensive for farmers to use precise planting technology. Deere said in a statement that it would fight the lawsuit and the Justice Department's concerns about antitrust were misguided. And there's a lot of money in this. A big Deere Exact Emerge planter sells for about $150,000, which includes components for precision farming, while a precision planting retrofit from the Monsanto company costs about $30,000. Both Deere and Monsanto had hoped that this deal would tempt farmers to update their equipment and buy some new farm data services at a time when farm net incomes are lower and there's a glut of used farm equipment on the market. More to come on this one. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY, peak of sunshine this morning, 69 degrees. Highs around 80 today. We've got a 70% chance of thunderstorms late today. We'll kind of keep an eye on that for you with Friday Night Football on tap.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
In Marysville, see